Well, hello and welcome back to another live show here on Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, coming to you from Morehead City, North Carolina. Excited to announce, as of last week, we have just passed 200,000 downloads and listens thanks to you. Our audience has been tuning in ever since we launched the show. And here on Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor, we talk about everything that relates to real estate investing, from single family houses to commercial deals to multifamily deals to small apartments to land to self-storage. And of course, we also talk about how to get funding for your deals, because if you're staying in a deal and you want to make the most profit, of course, you got to have the funding. So I'm known as the Private Money Authority, and if you're just now tuning into the show for the first time, the reason I'm known as the Private Money Authority is because from 2003 to 2009, I was relying on local banks and mortgage companies and hard money lenders to provide funding for my deals, and in January 2009, I got cut off with no notice like the rest of the world. And I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money, not hard money, but private money, actually getting funding from individuals. And since that time, in February of 2009, I haven't missed out on a deal for not having the funding. It's got nothing to do with your experience, your local mortgage broker, your banker, your credit score. It's got nothing to do with that. So if you would like to get more funding for your deals, whether you're a brand new real estate investor or a seasoned real estate investor, I've got a free training waiting for you to go check out after we finish the show. So you can hurry right on over there and learn about this funding, unlike any other type of funding. And here's the URL. It's www.jayconner.com/money podcast. Yes, that's free training. I'm going to show you the five easy and quick steps to get funding for your deals at jayconner.com/money podcast. And if you like what you see in here on the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, so you don't miss out on any of our future shows and become part of our family. Well, also, if you've been tuning into the show, and by the way, you may be watching here on our podcast, Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. And if you're on YouTube or Facebook, we are live streaming right now. And so if you're tuning into with us from Facebook or YouTube on the live stream, you'll notice in the comment section right here below, you can post your questions, comments. We'll get all of your questions answered. And as I was getting ready to say, one big part of the success of this show has been the amazing guests and experts that I have here on the show. And today is no exception. I'm so excited today to have my good friend and colleague and fellow mastermind member, Fuquan Bilal, is on the show with us today. He's the CEO and founder of NNG. He started it back in 2012. And what Fuquan has become an expert in is locating and uncovering the opportunities in investing that can be totally passive in his world of underperforming assets, i.e. underperforming notes. So Fuquan has become a specialist in this area of real estate investing, and he teaches and trains people on how to do it yourself. Or if you want to be totally passive and just sit back and receive high rates of return that are safe and secure, you can also learn here on the show as to how you can be a passive investor and just have it done for you. Well, as I said, he founded this company back in 2012, and his principal mission is on capitalizing on how to take advantage of mortgage notes, as I said, that are underperforming. So he's been 19 years in the business as of this show, and he's become an expert in this area. And so I twisted Fuquan's arm to get him here on the show and make time out of his schedule. And you'll be sure and want to stay on to the end of the show. We'll be going, this show lasts for about 20 minutes. You'll want to be able to stay on to the end of the show because Fuquan has just recently published and released his brand new book that will even let you tap into more of his secrets. And he's going to let you know and plug you in here at the end of the show as to how you can get a free copy of his brand new book. So with that, Fuquan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me. It's a great introduction. I appreciate it. I'm looking around the room like, who is he talking about? I'm just joking.
Well, I'm glad to have you on, Fuquan. And, you know, I move into some pretty high-end circles of folks that are in this world of real estate investing and everything that relates to it. But I don't have too many folks that are specializing in your niche and your specialty. So first of all, Fuquan, tell everybody where you are residing these days and where you're broadcasting from.
Awesome. We're in a lovely town of New Jersey during the best season of the world, winter. So my office is about 20 minutes away from New York City. Today I'm chatting to you from my home office. My little man is down under the weather. So just staying home doing my daddy deeds.
I got you. So, by the way, folks, again, if you're tuning into us live on the Facebook live stream or one of our YouTube channels, in the comment bar below, say hello to us. I love to hear where you're from. Say hello, your first name, your city and state, and where you're from. And as we're talking along here with Fuquan, be sure and give us questions, and we'll get Fuquan to answer your questions on what this world of underperforming notes and assets is all about. First of all, Fuquan, how about tell everybody how it is that you're qualified to talk on this subject?
Well, as you stated earlier, I've been in the real estate business. It's actually 20 years. So just now, 20 has made 20 years. I came into the business pretty much last quarter of 99 and jumped out the window and grew wings flying down. Quit my corporate job and started to do fix and flips, and had the opportunity to ride the market when it was easier for people to get loans. And then it was a transition to market. So I am market cycle tested. And during that transition, I discovered along with short sales, other ways to get assets from the bank. It's still a lot of people don't understand how they can actually buy mortgages or mortgage notes from the bank. So once I learned that, I started to create those relationships and started to buy these assets. The banks were foreclosing on many properties, getting bad press. Then they started to sell the notes to note investors like myself. And we were able to communicate with these debtors, homeowners, get them restructured, modify the loan, let them remain the owner of the property. And we were able to collect passive mortgage payments, income from that. So when I learned that, I was like, wow, this is like, you know, the best investment strategy in the universe to me, because it was a way for me to do business from my laptop cell phone. I didn't have to deal with the tenants, toilets, trash, and termites, as they say. So this was a blessing for me to discover this world of mortgage notes. So since then, I put up my own capital course build some case studies and really to learn a business and build processes. And then after that was successfully done, we opened up a fund to partner with investors to be able to go directly to the bank, negotiate trades, and take down pools of these assets. And through that process, you need three things to be successful in a business. We discovered, of course, the vendor to buy the assets, fund the capital to buy the assets, and scalability. How do you manage 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 loans effectively and get all the processes in place and have the right vendors and success team to help you with that? So we've worked through, you know, thousands of notes. We've saved a lot of homeowners from foreclosure. You do have situations where you have some unresponsive debtors and you have to turn it from a note play to a real estate play by pursuing foreclosure and securing your investment. And then it just becomes a real property situation where you can find local boots on the ground to create another short-term interest-only loan to them and turn that real property back into a note to a stay passive for you. Or if there's opportunities where you can do some light rehab and put it on the market and sell it for retail, you can benefit from that as well. Just learning, you know, how to mitigate the risk and, you know, finding the trusted buyer sources is key. So that answers your question.
Yeah. Christine from Conway, Arkansas tunes in with us. So hello, Christine. If you have any questions or comments for Fuquan, be sure and just type those in the comment bar. And everybody else that's just now tuning in with us, this is Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. My special guest today, Fuquan Bilal, who specializes in hidden assets, how to locate and capitalize on non-performing real estate assets, some of which are specifically notes. So if you have any questions on this topic for Fuquan, be sure and just type those in the bar. We're live streaming to Facebook, live streaming on 2 YouTube channels, and we also have the podcast going on here, Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. One thing you just said, Fuquan, that was interesting is that when you started out in this business of underperforming assets, it sounded like you went straight to, when you started out, you went straight to the bank to negotiate with them. And, you know, from what I've heard in the industry, that's very hard to break into, even being able to talk directly with mortgage companies and banks. How did you do that?
Well, through short sales. I was actually, I had a loss mitigation company doing short sales. And one of the negotiators that we were speaking with had asked if he wanted to buy the note. And we're like, we had no idea what he was talking about. We understood that the bank goes through, the loans go through a phase in the bank. So they have a phase where they kind of sell the paper. They don't want to foreclose on it. Maybe the area where the note is at is not worth it for them to spend $25,000 in legal fees and foreclosure and everything else. So they would just book charge the debt and tap into the TARP fund that was created for them when they write off debt. And they started to, they wanted to sell these assets. So instead of, they can do a short sell, they can sell the paper. It's different phases of buckets that these loans go into at a given time with the bank. Because of Basel requirements, they have to keep a certain amount of liquidity on books for loans that are delinquent. So if they have, you know, $1 million in delinquent assets, they have to have $10 million in liquidity. So the banks want to liquidate this stuff. And at the time, the short sale negotiator had mentioned it to me and I never knew what it was about. So I did some investigating and then said, hey, what if we buy to more than just one? Did you have more? And, you know, I sought out the people to help me put together, you know, the financing to kind of finish off the purchase. I put up a lot of my own capital. And, you know, once we were able to get maybe one or two going in the beginning, I was able to buy 8 more, build out the processes. And I pretty much did everything from my laptop cell phone. From that time, I discovered, okay, now where do I find more resources this way? And there's a bunch of events that are 4 or 5 times a year. You have the National Servicing Conferences. You have another one, IMN, where the bankers meet up and the people who sell any assets from these individual funds or banks attend. And they talk about regulation. They talk about the servicing process, and they have high-end services there talking about, you know, new laws that were passed and things that had to put in place. So attending those events and being in those circles, you kind of connect with the right people who can, you know, give you assets to review and buy and take down. Now, they put this stuff out for a public bid. So there's a few people who are aware of what's happening behind the scenes, and they have connections and they become a part of that bid. You have to be vetted. You have to have servicing license and a lot of stuff in place, you know, in order to do business with these banks. And you have to be able to do quarterly volume with them. You have to be able to take down pools. They're not onesie twosie. Usually, if we're buying second mortgages, you know, we can trade, buy that stuff below 20 cents on a dollar. And first mortgages are trading in the high 60, 70 cents on a dollar in certain areas. You know, they're trading for a little bit more because non-judicial states has more value. But if they see that you can definitely continue to do business with them, you know, the door's open. Every time they have a trade, they'll make you aware of it. And once you go through the vetting processes, you're in the door, that create a world of opportunities. We've been able to benefit here in New Jersey where we are by having the connections to get some of the REOs, the stuff before it actually goes to the mortgage brokers, the local mortgage brokers. Maybe they might have a pool of properties, you know, 10 to 15 they may want to sell or have you look at and give you a chance to cherry pick. So we've been blessed with that opportunity as well.
That's excellent, Fuquan. So listeners and viewers, if you're just now tuning in with us, my special guest today is Fuquan Bilal. And he is the CEO of NNG, which specializes in finding these hard to find investment opportunities, which leverages non-performing notes and assets. And Phu Quan has teaching and training. He can teach you how to do it yourself, or you can just sit back and be passive and collect high rates of return with his company doing it for you. So we just got a shout out, Phu Quan, from Art, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh,
so say you, Art? Art there, Phu Quan.
All right, all right. Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. We he said, "How do I get started?" This is a question I see from him. So we actually did a couple of masterminds that we did because there were some people who wanted to be actively involved. There were some people who wanted to learn how to do it themselves. Maybe they had some money put aside that they wanted to put to work and they didn't want to deal with the real estate. And they wanted to do something that was a little bit more active from their laptop, cell phone, but still some active role in that. We did about 4 mastermind sessions. And what we did was we actually recorded all the sessions and then we condensed it into, I believe it was like 20 or 30 hours or something, just the best of the best that we did. And we actually have that out. When we would sell loans, we would give that to people. So they have like people who were new in the business, an accountability tool to kind of review to keep them on track if they were actively involved. We actually, we're doing something as well in New Jersey, April 25th and 26th, a 2-day event where we go through the process. And this is something, it's a lot of work. It's worth it if you have the time. If you are not a busy professional and you want to do it, you can make some good yield buying non-performing notes. But I would definitely tell people starting off to look at something performing first that have cash flow. You're going to pay a little bit more. But most investors that get into the space really want to learn the ins and outs. They're going to be active. So they will, you know, I usually tell them to buy something performing, get that mailbox money in and reverse engineer the process. So if it goes non-performing, you know what to do. And then once you have a couple of performers, you can buy some non-performers to get started.
Phu Quan, thank you so much again, my friend, for your time and for the awesome information that you gave out. Yes, Bart Guy, I will see you live at the upcoming event. Phu Quan, I appreciate you. Hey, look, are you at the next mastermind meeting?
Of course. Can't miss
it. Awesome, man. Awesome, man. Well, look, I appreciate you more than you know, Phu Quan. Thank you so much. My heart and my hat's off to you, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. All right, everybody. It's you, our audience, that makes this show. Thank you for tuning in. For all of you that have been here on the live stream, be sure and share and pass on the love. Share this show and this link on to your friends and connections on Facebook and YouTube so they can take advantage as well. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye for now.